Welcome to the ALUX.com podcast, the place where future billionaires come to get inspired. What happens when money dies? The truth is, money as we know it won't be around for long, and those who don't get ready for the inevitable change are the ones who will suffer the most through this transition. Most people don't realize this, but money is a technology. More precisely, a technology of exchange and transport. Money allows you to transport energy through time and space. Not sure if you've thought about it like this before. You deploy energy in order to transform it into money, transport it through space and time, and deploy it to purchase the energy of someone else. In more simpler terms, you work for money and then use that money to buy someone else's work at a different point in time. Once you realize money is a technology, you get a sudden wake-up call, as every technology in history has suffered multiple iterations and improvements. This version of money as we know it is nearing its death cycle. Every time this has happened in history, there were winners and losers, and by the end of this video, we hope to show you how you can make the most of this unique opportunity, or at least not be devastated by the transition. If I asked people what they wanted, they would have said faster horses. Henry Ford. You don't give people what they want, you give them what they need. This is how people react to any technological change, but change is inevitable. People are quick to call the end of a new technology and disregard it as a fad. These were popular headlines when the car was introduced to the masses. And here's a popular cover of a magazine from New York in 1889 depicting electricity as some kind of unrestrained demon who will take over women, frighten the children, and kill your horse. This magazine was printed at the same time Carl Benz was patenting this outrageous idea of a vehicle powered by a gas engine. In retrospect, we all know how it turned out. Skip ahead a few hundred years, and now electricity powers everything, including cars. Historically, anyone who leverages new technology comes out ahead. Think gunpowder versus bows and arrows, using animals for agriculture versus using machines, handcrafting items versus factories that can mass produce, searching for info in a library versus Googling. If you're playing the game of scale, those who technologize first are the winners. They also laughed at the personal computer. Ken Olson, a well-known American engineer in the 60s, said, "There's no reason anyone would want a computer in their home." Yeah, how did that turn out, Ken? Then they laughed at the internet.
But you know, I think about this, and what about this internet thing? Do you know anything about that?
Sure.
What the hell is that exactly?
Every technology eventually gets replaced by the newer and better version. Now, it's happening to money, an outdated technology where we print pictures on pieces of paper, cotton, or plastic, and pretend it has value because the government says so, as they control the printing press. But if you look historically, currencies have their own expiration date due to changes in diplomatic arrangements or technological developments. We went from seashells to pieces of leather to marbles to gold coins to coins to paper to digital. We're already witnessing the transition to a cashless society. But is there more to this change? Since 1971, money has been off the gold standard.
I have directed Secretary Connally to suspend temporarily the convertibility of the dollar into gold or other reserve assets, except in amounts and conditions determined to be in the interest of monetary stability and in the best interest of the United States.
Ever since, the U.S. has used its military might to enforce itself as the reserve currency of the world. All the big commodities, such as oil or raw materials, are traded in U.S. dollars. America crushed Iraq because Saddam Hussein wanted to sell oil in euros instead of U.S. dollars. In addition to that, for stability purposes, the majority of countries had to hold U.S. dollars in their reserves. This is how the U.S. got so incredibly rich. Every time you create more of something, the price for each individual drops if the demand stays the same due to dilution of the offer. In money terms, it's called inflation. But the U.S. was sneaky because over 65% of all the U.S. dollars in circulation are outside of the the United States. Every time the U.S. prints more money, they're exporting the inflation as well, thus robbing both its citizens and other countries of their wealth. If at the beginning of the year 2000, most countries had roughly 80% of their reserves in U.S. dollars, now that number is getting closer to 50%. Other countries have smartened up and no longer wish to have their economies pegged to a continuously diluted dollar, which, since the removal of the gold standard, has lost over 90% of its purchasing power. People are pissed, and for a good reason. Why would you go to work if they're diluting your pay? Why would you go to work when the government literally printed money out of thin air and gave everyone money for free? If you're born today, you're pretty much destined for a life of consumerism and debt. Teenagers today are unlikely to be able to afford a home throughout their entire life. Picture yourself being 21 with $100,000 worth of debt that you'll have to repay. You didn't even start your life yet, and you're already in the negatives. The entire modern economy is one based on consumption and the iterative need for rapid innovation. In order to keep this entire charade alive, you need to spend more money than you did last year, or everything will collapse. Every country in the world is in debt. People are unhappy and being robbed of their wealth by their governments, who are completely out of touch with what's happening outside their bubble. These are the people who are meant to oversee our progress into the next technological age. With the rise of the internet, more and more of the population is exhibiting digital-first behavior. If you work online, learn online, or get your entertainment online, you're probably one of them as well. We are a generation that's ready for the digital age, while money is an old analog technology. The more you think about it, the more you realize the digital version of anything has an exponentially bigger impact than the analog version ever had. Mix one and two together and you realize we're on the verge of a new type of money that's no longer pegged to the wishes of old men in government. The door was opened up by blockchains and the massive adoption of smartphones. What if we had a different kind of money that's digitally native, where the supply and flow wasn't controlled by the government? This is such a contrarian idea that many people quickly scream in disbelief the same way they spoke about horses or electricity. Every new technology is built in order to scale for the future, and the current economic infrastructure simply doesn't scale. Here's an example. Let's say humanity does become a multiplanetary species and we establish a sustainable colony on Mars. What happens then? Will humanity take the gold bars and the stacks of cash, throw them on a rocket, and fly to Mars? Will we borrow the failing inflationary currencies of Earth, or will we use a digitally native currency that's unmessable with? This is why Bitcoin's price shot up so much in the past few years. This is why you're seeing all the big venture funds around the world right now throw money at crypto projects. Humanity as we know it is getting ready for a digitally first economy that scales up to multiplanetary. Even if it ends up Bitcoin is not the store of value of choice, the door for this technology has already been opened. Blockchain-based cryptocurrencies are here to stay. For the first time in modern history, you can actually own something that other people can't mess with. We strongly encourage everyone to move from a spectator position to that of a participant. If you're an absolute beginner, you can always go to alux.com/bitcoin and enroll in our premium learning experience that will get you all set up in the shortest time frame possible. Use the promo code ALUXER to get 25% off at checkout. As humans, we need a currency native to the internet. We need it to scale at the speed humanity is moving in a borderless fashion. You might not like it because you don't understand how it works, but most people don't understand how electricity works, yet reap its benefits every single day. We're still early in this new age of money, but it's definitely coming. Many countries will be left behind because they simply don't get it. North Korea is such an example. On a population level, they're a century behind in terms of technological adoption. The same happened to heavily religious countries that choose to deny women's rights or embrace access to education and a free internet. These countries are missing the train, and the rewards will be split between those who got on board early. If you're watching this video or listening to this piece as a podcast, take a moment and think about what wealth you want to leave behind for your children. Think about ownership and what it truly means to own something. We're on the cusp of one of the biggest monetary changes humanity has ever witnessed, so instead of holding cash, invest it in any store of value you see fit. it, be it land, real estate, metals, or this new version of money called Bitcoin, but do it soon. Every single year, the paycheck you get is worth less and less until it will eventually be worthless because nobody wants to hold on to an ice cube that's melting in a hot room where the government controls the thermostat. So we bring the question to you, the ALUX community. What store of value will you use to protect yourself? We're actually very curious to know, so leave your two cents on this idea in the comments. And as for the ALUXers who always watch our videos until the very end, of course, there's a bonus waiting. We've been in a few very airy meetings lately with some pretty well-connected individuals. With the stock market at an all-time high right now, everyone with big money is preparing for a massive correction coming this year in March. We've already moved the majority of our wealth out of the stock market and into real estate, cash-flowing businesses, and crypto. In the next 5 years, the biggest countries in the world will move away from their native currencies to a digital stable coin version that's on their own blockchains. Everything you do with money right now will be in this new ecosystem. This decade is the end of an era and the beginning of a new one. Get ready, ALUXers, as we have a no ALUXer left behind policy. If Bitcoin will be the preferred store of value, Ethereum will be the gas that fuels this new world. For those of you watching, we believe ETH will flip Bitcoin eventually. So that's your asymmetric risk we talked about last week. We can't wait to see the world change before our eyes, and we're actively building this new future. We want you to make a commitment that by 2030, your entire life will be adjusted so you're thriving in this new world. By 2030, you'll have enough store of value to outweigh anything they'd try to do to the currency of your country. If you're on a mission to win this transition by 2030, please write 2030 in the comments. We're playing the long game, ALUXers, so we'll leave you with this. Time in the market always beats timing the market. We're all gonna make it. This was a great podcast today, wasn't it? Thank you for spending some time with us and taking another step toward improving the way you look at life. If you're hungry for more, you can always go to our website, alux.com, or subscribe to us on YouTube. The entire alux.com team wishes you a very productive day.